Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
I attempted to have, I had a little retirement nest egg that I kept going in for different things. And when it got time to retire, I think I had $3,000 to my name. That's ridiculous. After working all them years. So I didn't have time to think about it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If you are 50 or 55 years old, trust me, you're not looking 10 years down the road at being 65.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's conversation. It is not a solo episode. I know. I have another guest episode for you this week. I am in conversation with Jerry Cherry. Yes, that is her real name. I'll say it again, Jerry Cherry. And she is actually a YouTuber who is in her mid to late 60s. The name of her channel is What Nobody Told Me After 65. So how I found Jerry is, you know how I do. I was on YouTube looking for some motivational content, probably while I was trying to clean my room or something, and stumbled down a rabbit hole, ended up on her page where she was talking about, basically, I just called it her living in her Golden Girls era, okay? You know Golden Girls from the 80s, one of the best shows ever made. Yeah, that era, her Golden Girl era. And so I asked her to come onto the platform or onto Brown Girl Self-Care because there were a few things I wanted to talk about. So in this conversation, you're going to be hearing Ms. Cherry talk about several things, including how she retired with only $3,000, y'all, in her retirement account. And by the way, it's never too early to start thinking about what you want the rest of your life to look like, okay? When I was in my 20s, I wasn't thinking about this. When I was in my 30s, I wasn't really thinking about this. Now I'm in my, late 40s, and I'm like, oh boy. You know what I'm saying? That age comes knocking sooner than you think. And things are constantly changing, okay? So we have to be as prepared as possible. Not perfectly, because that's not possible. But as much as we have, whatever we have control over, we need to make sure that we're doing those things, okay? Because you don't want to get into your 60s or your 70s and your 80s, and you're like, oh, hell, what am I supposed to do now, okay? So we talked about, again, how she retired with only $3,000 in her retirement account. We talked about how she was able to relocate and kind of hit the reset button on her life. We also talked about her quick journey to, well, first of all, starting a YouTube channel and how she feels like God had a hand over her life and told her to move on that. And then also how she was able to quickly monetize on YouTube, which is not easy, but she was able to do so with some perseverance. So let's go ahead and get into this episode, and I will see you on the other side.
Well, I'm Jerry Cherry. I'm originally from Wilmington, Delaware. Mm. I lived there most of my life. I raised my children there.
Okay.
And I had been there since my mother passed back in, 1995, I think.
Oh, wow.
Had been there raising my children, working, and anticipating retiring. I had no idea what I was in for. You know, we should be preparing not only financially, but mentally and physically be preparing to retire.
Yes.
But you know, in our community, Black and Brown communities, we are working so hard, we don't have time to think about retirement. That was a foreign word. I was just grateful to get up every day, have a job, and be able to prepare to provide for my children.
Yeah.
That was it. Pay the bills, you know. Make sure there's food on the table.
Yep.
I am a divorcee, had been divorced for many years. So I'm a single mom. You know, and I was about keeping things together. Did we move? Yes. Did we move and, you know, in some situations weren't ideal? Yes. Did I lose one along the way? I started out with three children. I still have three children, thank you.
Thank God.
Two girls and my son. My youngest is my son. And they are 44, 42, and 44. I have about 10 grandchildren, and I have great-grandchildren. So to make a long story short, you know, I was happy. I had a long-standing member of my church. I'd been there more than 20 years. I was pastor secretary. I am an ordained and licensed elder in my church. And it was important to me, you know, to hear from God the older I got, because I didn't know what I was doing. Somebody needed to steer this ship. Because unfortunately, the older you get, you know, you lose sight of things. I mean, I wasn't like I was working for the kids anymore. I wasn't working to buy a new home. I wasn't working for a great vacation. I was just working because that's all I knew to do.
Yeah.
So it became time to retire. What am I going to do with myself?
Oh, no.
And as it turned out, every year for a couple of years, my family used to come to Myrtle Beach for the Black Bike Week.
Oh, okay. Tell us more about that. I don't think I heard about that before.
Really? I'm going
I don't
to
think so.
You are about the third young person that I talked to who doesn't know anything about Atlantic Beach Bike Week. And the reason we call it Black Bike Week, because this week, the Harley Davidson company sponsors a bike week, and it is for the other brothers. And it had been a big deal. I think they are in their 80th year.
Wow.
That for them.
Yeah.
The Atlantic Beach Bike Week has always been, I don't know what year they are in, but even when I was a kid, I knew about it because it was one of the places in Myrtle Beach you couldn't go if you were Black. You couldn't go to North Myrtle Beach if you were Black. And so there was a gentleman who had some land, and he held on to it and was able to capitalize. And the Chitlin Circuit, have you ever heard of that? All right. So performers for the Chitlin Circuit, when they were coming through the South, always came through Atlantic Beach, and they stayed, they ate, they frequented the clubs. This was before the bikes. They were coming and you know, just a safe haven. You couldn't always be safe in the South if you were Black.
And you still, you anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, Bree.
Yes.
Trying to tell you.
I know.
And so that bike week evolved out of this gentleman owning this land. And they were older guys now, you know, older guys, you know, who were not racing up and down the road. They just like to show off their bikes. And it started out very simply, but it has grown into a $1 million industry. I mean, they're making money over there. And as it turns out, North Myrtle Beach is separated from South Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's separated by a little mound of dirt. That's all that separates the two of them. You know, you're on Atlantic Beach side. And if you cross over this little mound of dirt, you're in the other part of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would come every year. It has grown into a show-off kind of ride. The young women are scantily clad. That draws the men. I understand that they do a wet t-shirt contest out in Hooters parking lot. Good barbecue, lots of food, and music and what have you. Three days, I think it is, and it happens during Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. That's
Okay.
coming up. Oh, yeah, that's coming
It's
up.
coming right up. That's right, the end of this month. So last year, about this time, we were here for the Atlantic Beach Black Bike Week, and it rained every day. It rained them out. The
Oh
guys turned around and went home. Most of them ride down on their bikes anyway. And they
no.
turned around and went home. There was nothing to do but stay. We had rented a property in Murrells Inlet, which is not far here from Myrtle Beach. A nice property. And I had my grandchildren with me and my daughters, and my son came. And we were here enjoying, hoping to get to the Black Bike Week, and it got canceled. Rained on our parade.
Literally,
So I didn't have much else to do but read and pray. I don't, I'm not, Bree, I can't swim.
Me neither. Not really, no.
But guess what? When you come to the beach and see Miss Jerry, I'm in my bathing suit. I'm in makeup. I got a sun hat on. I got
That's
five,
right.
and I'm not getting wet.
No,
My kids laugh at me.
that's a
They say,
move.
Mom is at the beach. She even goes to the pool. We have a pool here in my building. I go to the pool and sit by the pool. I look like I might be.
I love it. You ain't gotta get in the water all the time.
That's right.
But you still out there?
I'm
Shoot.
out there. Put my sunscreen on and I'm out there.
That's right.
So back to last year, I was at the Murrells Inlet. The kids were going out. They ventured out and we went out to eat and things like that. But pretty much for me, wasn't anything else to do. And I'm a spiritual person. I believe in prayer. I believe in, my higher power. And I had got a phone call from my pastor telling me that a member of our church, a good friend of mine, had not woken up from her sleep. She went to bed and never got up. It was like a light bulb went off in my head because this was a lady who I had encouraged. I said, come on now, retire. You got to retire. I think she'd been working longer than I had. But she loved it. She worked with young children and she loved it. And I convinced her, I know she hadn't been retired maybe a month. And she
Good
didn't
Lord.
wake up.
Wow.
I was floored. And so, I began to ask God, what, come on, it's got to be something more to this thing than, I work, I retire, and then I die.
No, yes.
So I had my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, I love her dearly, Brianna. And she said, Grams, I'm going to drive part of the way back. Now, mind you, on the way down, because if your mom is still with you, it's difficult to drive your mama anywhere. Ask somebody if you don't know. Don't get in the car with me and drive like Miss Daisy if I'm sitting on the other side, because I'm gonna be looking at you. Or by the same token, don't get in the car with me and ride up on somebody's butt like you in a hurry. You're gonna push them. It's a fine line between, driving mama. And nobody wants to drive me. So when my granddaughter told me she was going to drive part of the way back, I'm looking at her like, okay, she ain't never drove me nowhere, not even locally. She don't really like to drive. What did she do? Because I had been talking about this place that I had seen in Myrtle Beach that I might like to retire to, she had already looked it up, had put it in GPS. And when we got in the car thinking we were leaving, headed back to Delaware, she drove me right here to this building on the morning. And I looked at it and I said, Brianna, you can't. She said, sit right there. I'll be right back. It had a big sign that said, tours by appointment only.
Okay.
And I believe in reading and following directions.
Yeah.
So I was like, we ain't going to get in here. I walked in here last May 2023, took the tour. The lady gave us over an hour tour. Mm-hmm. Fell in love with the place. They have a fitness center here. There's a commercial kitchen here, arts and crafts, a coffee bar, all of these different things. She said, I could see you in here, Grandma.
She had a vision. Mm-hmm.
I said, nah, I can't do this. We talked to the lady. She said, well, I'm running a special. Okay. And if you apply now, we will give you a bonus.
Okay.
A $2,500 sign-on bonus.
Okay.
That was incentive.
Yes.
I got in the car and applied. Before we got to Delaware, which is about 500 miles.
Okay.
Accepted, had an apartment number. I believe not only is God in all of this, and I kept saying, but my pastor, what's he going to do? I've been there 25 years. He doesn't have a secretary. What are my kids going to do? Who's going to do this? How am I going to get my doctor? I'm not the healthiest person. The Lord told me, I am the Lord your God, and I provide.
Mm-hmm.
So from May of 2023, I moved in August the 1st, 2023.
Wow. 2-3 months. No time.
No time.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of stuff that I knew I didn't need. I called the city's bulk trash pickup. They brought me a container. I started putting my stuff in there with the quickness.
You didn't need that stuff.
Didn't need it.
Mm-mm.
At all. We hang on to stuff that we think we need.
Yeah, we do.
And I just kept moving, kept moving, kept moving, kept moving. And before I know it, I was unpacking right here.
Oh my God.
So it's been a journey. And that was in August the 1st of 2023.
That was just last year.
Just last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't go home for Thanksgiving. I thought I would stay here and meet my neighbors. And I stayed here for my birthday. First time I was away from home for my birthday in years.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned 67 with strangers, pretty much. But I gave myself a birthday party. By Christmas, I was homesick, and I went home for Christmas. So I drove home, picked up my daughter. I have a daughter who lives in Georgia, and then we drove to Delaware. We stayed there for Christmas, and then we came back right after the new year. And in January, on my way down the road, I'm still saying to God, what am I doing here? I had joined a church, a rather large church.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, am I supposed to be doing something here? Couldn't figure that out. The church had given me an invitation to go to the Martin Luther King Gala that they have here in February. And I had the invitation. They sent it to me online in January. So I knew I was going. And so I was looking online to look at the old one. And I went to YouTube to look at the old Martin Luther King Drum Major Awards. They give out awards to people who have done community service and what have you. So I looked at the old one. And while I was there, I started looking at YouTube channels. And I'm like, oh my goodness, these people are actually, you know, engaging. I saw people who just wanted to talk about recipes and what they cooked. And, and I'm like, I could do that. And I said, oh, I don't have anything to talk about. I don't know. And the Lord told me, you can start an online Bible study.
Okay.
I said, I don't know how to do that. He said, but you'll figure it out. He told me to call it Bible Trek, that you trek through the pages of biblical antiquity. And that's exactly the words I use. So while I'm launching Bible Trek, I'm learning how to put a channel together. I had to teach myself. I'd never done it. While I'm researching that, my kids always remind me that I am a plethora of useless information.
Not useless. Okay.
I gather tidbits of information and store them in my head. I don't know why. I don't know. It comes in handy when you're playing Jeopardy. These old people here think I'm smart,
You
but
are
they don't.
smart. They're like, she's a
Jeopardy,
genius.
and it's just
Everything.
those useless pieces of information just pop right back in my head.
I love that.
I recently remembered that a flock of birds is a flock, but a flock of crows, it's a murder. Isn't
Oh
that terrible? That's right.
my. They are
Look it
pretty
up.
vicious.
A flock of crows is called a murder, not a flock of birds. I mean, again, useless bits of information. I said, well, I'm looking up all this information and I'm looking at all these YouTube channels. People were just doing all kinds of stuff. How to put a hem in your dress, how to, how to count backwards from 100, how to
You can do
remember this.
anything, anything.
Wow. So I said, well, if I'm going to do Bible Trek, Lord, can I do another channel or something? Said, certainly. Begin researching it. Do your homework. I tell my viewers, do your homework. And that the Lord, he has a sense of humor. Trust me. If you've ever had a conversation with God, he's funny. He's going to tell me, do your homework. So I did. So after doing my homework, I went on to a site, found out how to do a banner. I put it up there, seniors rock. I found a rocking chair. And it just took off from there.
Oh
It
man.
was like it had a life of its own. I launched Bible Trek first with, all intentions of it taking off. And then I launched What Nobody Told Me After 65. And I had, I don't know, 10, 12 subscribers because my children subscribe.
Course.
And I started sending it out to friends. And about the 1st of February, I had about 39 subscribers. And today is April, May. I still have 39 subscribers on Bible Trek. But What Nobody Told Me After 65, the rules for YouTube are you need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 viewing hours. I didn't know that. I didn't even know what that meant. I knew the 1,000 subscribers, so I was reaching for that goal. And I began to tell my children, and they were proud. Oh, I'm proud of you, Mom. I never even did that. I'm really proud of you. And when I tell you that somewhere inside of February, I had 1,000 subscribers, but not the viewing time.
We're a month in now, and you hit
Right.
1,000 subscribers, but you still
Yes,
need
ma'am.
a, in case the listener doesn't know, why is it important to have that 1,000 and then the 4,000 viewing hours?
So that you can make money, because what's the point?
Talk about it.
What is the point? I mean, people have a passion for things that they do, but if you're gonna pay me for that passion, oh yeah, we about to get paid. So that's the reason why, for monetization. So somewhere in February, I had the 1,000. In March, I had 2,000. Still didn't have the viewing time. In April, It told me I was on track to
See?
have the viewing hours. They said it's being, they're watching you more.
Yeah.
On April the 2nd of this year, I hit the 4,000 and I had 6,500 subscribers.
That's a fast journey because
very fast.
I'm literally just now starting my YouTube channel and I'm still trying to figure out what, you know, figure things out or whatever. But I know that that journey for some, it can be quick. In your case,
yeah,
obviously, it's possible, but for others, it can take some time. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel, I don't know. Just get started. Don't worry about the monetization.
Just do
get
it.
Started.
That's right. There is no time like the present. Just do it. I'm a researcher. I'm a news hog. That's what I do. Again, yeah. Useless bits of information. A lot of times people are asking, how do you come up with
your content? Right. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture, but it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
It depends on what happened to me that day or how I'm feeling. Day before yesterday, I got news that a good friend of the family, who was my in-law, had died. And so I did my channel on grief.
Yeah.
One day I got angry with Temu, which is the online.
I am shaking my head right now.
I was mad with them and I went to check them out, and they are part of a huge e-commerce company in China. So yes. I had to expose them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't shop Temu.
And so I did a channel, Who is Temu? Mm-hmm. I did a video and I did pretty good with it. It's not, I haven't done anything that just jumped out the box yet, with the exception of seniors are interested in housing and housing solutions.
That's the one that I'm getting,
I'm getting quite a few hits on that. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I did one on sexually transmitted diseases. Mm-hmm. And it got a lot of hits. So I'm doing stuff that appeals to me as a senior, but also could appeal to anybody. I talked about automobile insurance. If you are 16 years old and you're driving, they're charging you too much because they're not going by your driving record. They're going by your credit, baby. And at 16, you ain't got no credit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those are the things that appeal to me. And if it makes me mad, then I'm really going to jump all over you.
Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes you got to have that. Sometimes those are the best when you hit record, like, because you're really talking about something that you know, and you're feeling some kind of way. You know, you have a strong position on it. So I wanted to ask you some things, but can we go back a little bit around your 50s, then you got to your 60s? What were you finding in regards to just like when that light bulb went off over your head, like, uh-oh. I gotta start doing some stuff to make sure that I am secure and safe in my future. What was that like for you?
I'm gonna tell you the truth, Brie.
Yeah.
It didn't really become a light bulb until my friend died.
Right.
I was already 65, 66.
Okay, that's right. You said that.
I'm gonna tell you, I worked until I was 60. I worked. Number one, they keep moving the time that you can retire and collect your Social Security. That's one thing. And people are working longer because now I think you got to work until you're 70.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was 71. Yeah.
Yeah. For some people, 71. For some, it's 72. It keeps getting further and further out.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things that I wasn't paying attention to because I was busy working.
Yeah.
I was working. I was doing a job. I worked for the local government. I worked for the housing department, and I was doing HUD housing. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. But politics, I'm not so happy with that. Politics wasn't really. So I really didn't have a chance to think about it. I knew I was getting older. Mm-hmm. I had a little retirement nest egg that I kept going in for different things. And when it got time to retire, I think I had $3,000 to my name. That's ridiculous after working all them years.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to think about it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If you are 50 or 55 years old, trust me, you're not looking 10 years down the road at being 65 thinking, I need to be ready.
Yeah.
Most of us are not. But we should be.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's really in our community. Because in other communities, they thinking about it.
And yes, for sure. And then the other thing that I was thinking, though, is as a Black woman, I'm sure you can relate to this. I feel like we just give so much and we do so much for pretty much the course of our lives. And we just give of ourselves so much of our essence, either working, family, friends, support, like all these things, plus the expectations that the world has on Black women and for Black women.
Absolutely.
But then by the time you get to like your golden era, you look in your pockets, you know, you've been giving from your well and from your pockets and from your, you know, your lower and deep places, or not your, but like your deeper places. And then when it's time for you to pull out from that place, there ain't nothing there.
Nothing in there.
Yeah.
Nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
Completely working with a blank slate.
Wow.
And it is eye-opening. You know, I had to laugh. Me and my pastor, like I said, we have a lot in common. He's a few years older than I am. However, you know, when you get to know somebody, and he's from a little town in North Carolina, country boy, and so's my family.
Okay.
I was born in West by God, Virginia. That's what they call it. And my family is from North Carolina, you know, in the South. And so our folk were all superstitious.
Okay.
Do not hang clothes out after dark.
Oh boy.
Do not talk at the dinner table. Do not leave here with four brothers and sisters and come back with three. Do not. There were just some things that they, you know, you just didn't do.
Yeah.
And do not shake the hand of an undertaker. Why? Because he gonna take you with him.
Silly stuff.
You know, and so we grew up with that stuff. Do not take out life insurance policy because now you're going to die.
Things is getting real now.
Do not write a will. Because then you really got to die to fulfill it.
Because
it's crazy.
But we don't want to talk about that stuff.
But how we couldn't tell our children whether or not diabetes, high blood pressure, if any of that ran in the family, because that was a secret.
I mean, they're going to get it.
You don't ask Big Mama why she taking them little pills.
Oh.
You don't ask Uncle Joe why he only got one foot.
Oh.
He done lost it to diabetes or something, but they didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Here we are. We done ate more chitlins and hog maws and all this artery. Now we losing our limbs.
Oh boy.
I want to know why.
Yeah, but you can't ask.
Nobody told me.
Yeah, not having those conversations like that. We are starting to now, for sure, more and more in the last few decades. But yeah.
We had no idea. When they would ask us, do you have a history of high blood pressure? I don't know. Anybody in your family suffer from heart disease? It just wasn't talked about.
Yeah.
And part of it, again, was that superstition kind of foolishness.
Right.
I just said the other night, you know, I did a broadcast on, are we becoming a cashless society? And the thing of it is we're never going to be a cashless society, but guess what? We're headed in a direction where cash money is not going to be the top of the heap. You don't need to know how to work a debit card and a online payment portal, or you are not going to be doing business. But I remember my great grandmother and my great grandfather used to keep money in their mattress, cut a big hole in it, and stuff money in it.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, my great grandfather, he said, I'm not putting my money in that white man's bank. He ain't going to give it back. All of these things. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I understand. I don't think I'm going to be cutting my mattress open no time soon, but I'm going to be putting something away. You can believe that.
Yeah, for sure. So how did you start to prepare then? So you realized this was just a couple of years ago.
You're starting
from that blank slate. And you know what? There's no shame in that.
None.
I want to make that very
clear. None whatsoever. No. Where you are.
Right.
And go from there. Start with what you know you can handle.
Yes.
Start with what you think you might know. And then get educated. Do your homework. Ask questions. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. So in order to get started with just something, I opened a Stash account, Stash is like Robinhood. It's a online investment savings plan, if you will. And I just started putting a little bit of money in there, just a little bit. And I paid attention to what people were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you about Temu, but guess what?
What?
I wear them clothes because they're cheap. I had a nice outfit on. And when I posted the video, I also posted my outfit. And they were talking about, oh, you look so cute. That's so cute. I said, it's Temu. From my head to my toes, I had on Temu sandals, the whole nine. It's pink and black. When you get time, go on there and check it out. It's really cute. But I'm no fool. I also invested in Temu stocks.
Okay.
Yes. So I paid attention. I tried to watch what, not rich people, but just people who had some sense about. We were in the pandemic. People were talking about these N95 masks and how they were, what were they being counterfeited? I went online and I invested in N95 masks.
Okay.
I invested in Clorox bleach.
Okay.
I invested in gloves.
Oh,
I invested
good.
In those things because I paid attention. We needed those gloves. I invested in Pfizer. And again, Stash is one of those penny stock companies.
Okay.
So I'm not talking I invested hundreds of thousands
millions
of dollars. I invested 50 here, 25 there, 100 there, 200 there, you know, whatever I could afford. And I still have the Stash account.
And see, that's the thing. We get it in our heads a lot of times that it's got to look some this way, or it's got to be perfect, or I just, it's all or nothing. I have that mindset sometimes. And I have to really just be like, girl, no, it's not. But it's like we get in our minds like it's all or nothing, but it's not. I love how you, amongst other things, you lean into that faith. You say, I'm going to start where I am. But the thing is, we have to start. And I was in conversation with someone for the podcast a few days ago, Dr. Tracy Lynn, and she was talking about how God, you know, he's going to make opportunities, okay? He has made opportunities for you. It's already done.
That's right.
It's already done. He's made the opportunities for you.
There you go.
But sometimes we get stuck in that perfectionism. Because, you know, Black women, we have to be perfect. That's not our thinking, okay? Black people, we have to be perfect. But so we're afraid to move. We're afraid to get started, like your YouTube channel. We're afraid to get started. And it's like she was saying, God's created these opportunities and he has tapped you. He's tapping you on the shoulder, but you're not getting the opportunities. You're not being tapped because you haven't even moved. You haven't taken the first step. You haven't started taking action, right? Mm. I
That's
mean,
right.
That whole conversation was a word. Like,
I know it was.
It
was
amazing. But
that is awesome.
I love that you were confirming that. You even said, I didn't take like $1,000 and $5,000. And you started where you were.
With what I had.
Even if it was
$5. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's really all it takes to open up a Stash account is $25. Yeah. And they'll give you that if you have people come on, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all of these opportunities. But people want to do a get rich quick kind of show me the money. It doesn't work that way. Trust me. Even those people who are saying, I got rich overnight. But you got rich overnight because you wrote an ebook telling people how to
get
this.
Rich overnight.
And you're selling more books than you actually even given information. That makes me mad.
A lot of them be lying, okay?
That makes me so mad. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Don't have people thinking that it's pie in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I have been known for calling people out. Because don't get on here and lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I go to your website or your video and I watch it and I'm 10 seconds in and I realize this is to get me to watch it to the end. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
And then it's also to get me to buy something when I get to the end. Oh, guess what? You is the subject of my next video.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go tell on you. You are not going to drag people over here and play with folks.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
A lot of people. That's a big YouTube or just that's just like a big thing. We have gone so far in social media and YouTube and things like that, excuse me, to where it's just so fake. Everybody, when I say everybody, obviously I'm just making a point here.
I know what you're
Everybody's
saying.
lying. Everybody's lying. It's just everything's fake. Everything is just different things, you know? And that was a big thing for me because when I first started, I was just like, how do I fit into this? This is not me. I don't fit into that. You know what I mean? But the thing is that, and you too, it's like we were not just the way my morals are lined up and just who I am as a person, like it doesn't line up with that. And that's actually that's a blessing. That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Because we were
It
made to stand out. We don't have to follow the crowd.
You
You
don't
know?
have to conform. You do
Right.
not. And that's the beauty of being true to your faith, your power, your higher power, whatever that is, be true to it. You know, if you are suffering from something that'll help somebody, be transparent about it. You know, they kept asking me about this hair.
It's cute.
Thank you. I'm
Yes.
gonna change it tomorrow.
It's
And I
cute.
keep telling them, you know, I don't have a problem with it. It's a wig, y'all. What's
Yeah,
wrong with you?
it's cute.
Yesterday it was black. Come on, I don't have no powers like that. But it's how I feel. I might want a ponytail tomorrow. Next week, I might want to be blonde. But that's the beauty of it. Don't get stuck. You don't have to. And they're always asking me here, people are so. I call it rude. I said, if one more person asked me, is this my hair? I had a ponytail, the long ones that the young girls wear. I had a blonde one and I had it on and it was looking cute. And I was sitting by the pool with my bathing suit on. And when I came inside, about 10 of them young people that I live in a building with said, is that your hair? And I flipped it because it was real long. I
Not
flipped it and said,
the
it sure is. I bought it.
That's funny.
My
That's
lady kept
funny.
saying, really? I thought it is mine.
Look, I pay for it. It is mine.
I ain't pressed. I ain't pressed. You got to enjoy life. It is all too fleeting. It goes quickly. We are on
Apparently.
the treadmill of life and it's going faster and faster and faster. I don't know if we're supposed to be losing weight or we're supposed to be getting off at the next stop. I ain't figured it out yet. And when I do, I'll let you know.
So, how would someone, regardless of age, now that we've had this conversation, how do we prepare for the future?
Need to have an open mind. We can't continue in this life without being open to the possibilities. I'm not happy with same-sex marriage, but the people who are in it, they're very happy with it. To each his own. They're not hurting me. Now, I'm not happy if you're trying to tell me you're going to come in the bathroom with me and we ain't got the same organs. I ain't too happy with that. And I might say something. But other than that, to each his own. You have to have an open mind. The world is changing rapid. And if we don't keep up, we're going to be left behind, point blank. All my friends are saying, I'm not going to be able. I say, you ain't even going to be able to get gas if you can't figure out how to use your phone or use a little thing that goes up on the thing and takes your money out of it, you know,
The
pay in
Apple
the
Pay
portals.
or Tap and Pay,
You ain't gonna be able to get gas. You ain't gonna be able to feed yourself. You ain't gonna be able to do nothing. You better get with the program.
Yeah,
Because
everything
that's
is
where we're
definitely
headed.
changing, especially technology. It's going so quickly, so quickly. Who knows what's gonna be, 5 years from now, you know?
And this AI, embrace it. They already got your information. And
Oh my
anything they want
gosh.
to do with it, they're going to do with it. So
They
why fight it?
sure
I mean, be aware of it. Don't purposely give them stuff. It's too funny because I forgot that I had given some information for a bill to be paid, and that if my regular account wasn't full, you could go to my Cash App account. Well, my other account didn't have it. I saw that thing come up about 4 o'clock this morning on Cash App, something I didn't recognize. I bet it's changed now. I hurry up and change it and then realize, oh, Lord, that's my bill.
He was like, oh, I did that. Wait a minute. Well, I mean, you never know. There's so many scammers and nonsense going on, you know?
Yeah, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not full of faculty, but when things like that happen, I have an alarm, you know, it sets off the thing. And Cash App was telling me that there was a transaction that didn't go through because they didn't recognize it. And I'm like, oh, I woke up half, wait a minute, and changed it and got myself together this morning and realized, uh-oh.
Better safe than sorry, though, because these scammers, they will drain your account with no hesitation.
That's right. That's right.
Better safe than sorry.
You're right.
I feel like we talked about a lot of stuff today.
Yes, we did.
I wanted to ask you, do you have any offerings? Like if someone has been listening to the conversation, I know you have your YouTube channel, but do you have something for your audience that maybe you're offering, some classes, some courses?
Oh, bless your heart. I am so busy. Only thing I can offer you is the benefit of my wisdom on my YouTube channel.
Yes.
Which is what nobody told me after 65. It's just that simple. And you can search it on YouTube. I am thinking that I'm going to put together an ebook. Yeah. Got to have a revenue stream, Brie.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm thinking I'm going to put together an ebook talking about exactly what we're talking about here. You have to start somewhere. But for some people, you need a roadmap. You need to say, A, try do this first. B, do that, you know. And if these things don't work, then revert back to A. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
some
I do.
People need that kind of hand-holding. And because I'm only one person, and I am a believer of trying to preserve as much of this air that I'm breathing, because I don't know when it may be my last.
Woo.
I don't believe in using it up frivolously.
Yeah.
So we'll write it down and put it in a book, and then we don't have to keep reusing this air that I'm breathing.
Yeah, we have to be very intentional with our time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Particularly if you're over 65. We have to take better care of ourselves spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
Absolutely. It's all connected. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I certainly appreciate you. You are definitely a treasure in the community.
Thank you.
I'm just thankful that we were able to spend some time together today.
My pleasure.
All right, so I am back. What did you think about this conversation? Again, just to recap, we were talking about retiring with basically no money in the retirement account, following her passion to start a YouTube channel, getting that monetized in less than a year, the fact that opportunities are everywhere. You don't need $1,000 or $1 million to start investing now into your future. And also, honestly, again, this message just keeps popping up. Start where you are so that you can be in position to get that shoulder tap from God, like Tracy Lynn discussed last week. And by the way, if you didn't listen to that episode last week with Tracy Lynn, honey, I mean, I beg you to go now and hit play and get your entire business and healed Black girl life. But yeah, just the importance of preparing for retirement, not just financially, but also mentally and physically. So we talked about all the things today. And so I would love again to hear your thoughts. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. If you're listening to this on Spotify, you can also leave a comment right there in the little comment box. All right. That is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for being in community with me this week. I look forward to being with you again next Monday. But until then, have a blessed week. Take care and remember to prioritize yourself always. See you next week.